You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, the free edition. Case 145, What's Going On by Marvin Gaye. Coverville Media proudly presents Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. You're currently subscribed to the free feed, which will only be updated with one episode per month. To get the premium feed, which includes four episodes per month, please visit lyricsundercover.com and click the subscribe button on the right side of the page. This week, we're taking a look at the breakthrough R&B hit, What's Going On, from the late Marvin Gaye. Marvin Gaye, who would grow up to be the Prince of Motown, was born at a segregation at Freedmen's Hospital in Washington, D.C. in 1939, the son of a fundamentalist minister and a domestic servant. Marvin, his two brothers and two sisters, grew up in housing projects and segregated neighborhoods in the nation's capital. Like many young African-American men, Gaye worked as a golf caddy, dropped out of high school, and joined the military, which he then worked to get away from. A skilled musician from the start, Marvin Gaye sang in the choir at his father's church, and by high school was singing in a doo-wop group. Harvey Fuqua recruited Marvin's group, the Marquise, to replace the departing members of his own group, the Moonglows. They sang background for other artists, and Marvin recorded his first solo in 1959. Shortly thereafter, Harvey Fuqua and Marvin Gaye left for Detroit, where they signed to Anna Records, named for Berry Gordy's sister. Marvin worked as a drummer for the newly minted Motown label, supporting big acts like Stevie Wonder and the Marvelettes. Eventually, he convinced Berry Gordy to let him record an album of jazz standards and ballads, which was so unappealing to the Motown audience that it completely flopped. A subsequent R&B effort was better received, and between 1963 and 1967, he released a string of hit singles while also writing for other artists and appearing on TV programs such as American Bandstand. During the 1960s, he recorded duets with female artists, most notably Tammy Terrell. They made several hit records and continued working together even as Terrell was dying of a brain tumor. After her death, a depressed Marvin Gaye went on hiatus as a singer, working sporadically as a producer. That experience, along with a dose of inspiration from the political and social counterculture that was blossoming everywhere around him, gave him the energy to get back to the studio. In 1971, after struggling with Berry Gordy, Marvin Gaye released What's Going On. With little support from Motown, the single still went to number one on the R&B charts and number two on the pop charts.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving. And picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
What's Going On, the title track from an album of politically conscious songs, was a joint effort with songwriters Al Cleveland and Rinaldo Benson. It tapped into the swell of anti-war sentiment among American young people who opposed their country's offensive in Vietnam, and it was quite a break from the standard Motown fare. Gordy had resisted releasing it, but when it stayed at the top of the R&B charts for 5 weeks, he requested a whole album, and the rest of the songs touched on themes that were new to R&B music: war, urban decay, environmentalism, and crime.
Everybody thinks we're wrong. Oh, but who are they to judge us? Simply cause our hair is long. Oh, you know that we've got to find a way
bring some understanding here today. Oh, 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 pick it loud and pick it sound. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
Marvin Gaye had earned the creative control he craved, and he put that to use, writing a film score and another album, 1973's Let's Get It On. More albums followed, including a set of duets with Diana Ross, but Gaye was unhappy, tormented, and addicted to drugs. Twice divorced, he actually lived in a delivery van in Hawaii for a time until he moved to Belgium, ditched his Motown contract, and recorded an album for Columbia. Though Midnight Love was successful and landed him 3 Grammy nominations, he continued to suffer emotional and family problems. After a 1983 tour, he moved back in with his parents, whose stormy relationship did little to help him stabilize, and he attempted suicide several times. During a family quarrel the following year, Marvin Gaye's father shot him dead. Since his death, Marvin Gaye has been honored with many posthumous awards, including a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. His influence on pop and R&B artists only seems to grow stronger as years pass, and many artists have covered his songs, including the last one he ever performed in public, What's Going On. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Diane Cook and hosted by me, Brian Ibbett. To subscribe, visit lyricsundercover.com. And if you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.